I mean, the first and most impactful fame I ever experienced was in 1983, and I was in a punk rock band, and my school newspaper wrote an article about the punk rock band I was in. So there's a picture of me on the cover of a school newspaper, and that everything else I've experienced pales in comparison to that, you know, because suddenly I was a rock star in my school. And so since then, I mean, that was, you know, 23 years ago, there have been lots and lots of ups and downs. You know, for a while I was a famous DJ on the New York nightclub scene, and then Go came out and I was famous in dance circles. And like, you know, so there's been ups and downs with fame. And the two biggest benefits from fame are, one, you get a larger audience for your work. And that's really nice. You know, if you work hard on something and you care about it, it's nice to have people pay attention to it. But the other is that we live in a culture that's so obsessed with fame that it's nice to have experienced it from the inside, because it makes it a lot easier to reject once you've really experienced it. You know, because fame seems so seductive. You know, I mean, that's why we're all obsessed with celebrity and fame, because we think that those people are having better lives than we are. And the sad truth, I've experienced it firsthand, is they're not. You know, I think if anything, if you could, you know, quantify it, I think that celebrities and famous people are actually probably a lot less happy than most normal people just walking down the street.